Yeah, disappointing today, I think. Probably in all three facets of the game, if I'm honest. I think they probably got 20 too many. I thought 220 would have been about par. Unfortunately, I think we bowled okay and fielded okay, but we certainly have fielded and bowled better than that. And then, obviously, with the bat, we got off a disastrous start, really, and no coming back, really. I think lost far too many wickets too early in that first power play. Obviously, didn't make use of the power play restrictions. And it was very difficult for the guys coming in behind us main batters.
Yeah. Do you think there was an after effect after winning so easily in Holland?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just one of those days. I think a bad day at the office. I think preparation was good. Everything looked good before the start of the play, and unfortunately we just didn't deliver with the bat. Mm.
They built it up well, didn't they, Gloucester? Because they lost those couple of early wickets with the Gidmans. They just pushed for the ones and twos.
Yeah, I think you've got to give them a fair amount of credit. I thought they played pretty well, to be honest. I think they bowled particularly well, very straight lines, hit the stumps on a slowest pitch. And they did what we didn't. They kept wickets in hand towards the end, so they could hit out in their power play, made very good use of their power play and their death overs. So, yeah, it was a disappointing performance all round, but you've got to give some credit to Gloucester. I thought they performed pretty well.
Yeah. Not a criticism, but we thought the lads lacked that little bit of zip in the field today. Didn't field as well as you have done, didn't keep up to your normal standards.
Yeah, I think again, credit to Gloucester a little bit. They put us under pressure, lots of ones and twos. They ran extremely well. But yeah, I think we were just a little bit off the mark in all three facets, like I said earlier. I think perhaps a little bit, could have done with a little bit more energy and enthusiasm maybe, and a little bit more sharpness, stop those ones a little bit quicker in the brain, really, and realise what they're trying to do and trying to get in a little bit tighter, which you have to do against guys who are running well like they did.
And you lost your top order, and that was it, really.
Yeah, obviously, then they bowled pretty well, couldn't get away in those early overs, and that probably forced a couple of wickets, a couple of big shots that we wouldn't have liked to have to play, but obviously you got to try and make use of those power plays, lost the wickets at the top, and then that was it, really. It was very difficult to come back from there.
You put this one to bed for a while, a 40 over now, down to 20 overs a side, so you'll be going through that this week.
Yeah, it's obviously, I think we're halfway in the 40 over comp, which is probably deserve to be a little bit better place than we are, really. I think we've played some very good cricket in this year. I think it's a much, much improved one day side and much improved one day performances overall today aside. And I think Duckworth Lewis has stuffed us out of sight a couple of times in a couple of the games, so probably deserve to have maybe won 4 out of 6 rather than 3. But we're still in there fighting. There's another whole round to go, and as you say, it's 20-20 now, so we can concentrate on that for this week and have some good preparation. We play against Shropshire, I think Wednesday, I think it is, in a warm-up game, so that'll be good to get the lads a run out of playing against Chantry. I think Chance is playing for Shropshire, so that'll be interesting. And it's just about getting our minds around T20 cricket, and obviously we start with the big one up at Edgbaston.